All right, KJ Talk Radio, where every radio show is about you and me. Today, I'm just, you know, out here chilling. I'm on vacation, actually. Yeah, that's right. Daryl King can be on vacation, too. Isn't that right, Albert?
That's right.
Right, and I'm...
You know, everybody got to have a vacation.
Yeah, I'm in the beautiful state of South Carolina, a.k.a. South Kakalaki. Right now, I'm in Columbia, the capital of South Carolina, and shortly I'll be down in the low country area of the beautiful Hilton Head Island. And it is hot as the dickens down here.
What's the temperature down there, man?
It has to be every bit of the mid-90s, 94, about 94
wow.
degrees. Yeah.
Oh, man, it's pretty hot here, too.
Oh, yeah? Yeah, well, so how hot is it back there in America?
I think you got about 90 degrees here today.
Oh, my God, yeah. This has been a brutal summer, I think, for most of the country.
So what's going on down there in your part of the country, man?
Well, you know, I come here for a little R&R, you know, to just get away from it all. You know, I've actually, as you guys well know, that me and Albert, KJ Talk Radio, to all the listeners, we've been on a hiatus for a while. We're trying to get it back together. We will get it back together and bring you the wonderful programming that we always had. I'm just basically seeing friends and family down here. You know, get a shout out to my lady. She is ill right now. She's come down with strep throat, so we want to pray for her. She should be okay, you know, but you know, I come down to just get some good old Southern cooking for the most part, you know. I know one of the things, Albert, you really enjoy those, I think those South Carolina salt peanuts, is that it?
Yeah, man.
I tell you that. So, you know, I know that you're an old South Carolina boy yourself, ain't that right?
Yeah, that's right, man.
Yeah,
I wish I could. I hadn't had none of that good old Southern cooking in a long time, man. Long time.
Yeah, I know. I know, man. It's actually today I went to this little spot. It was called. It's in Hilton Head Island. If any of you all ever go to Hilton Head Island, beautiful, beautiful island, resort island, just as beautiful, if not rivaling, the beauty and also the tourist attractions of Myrtle Beach. I went to a little spot. It was called Roast Fish and Sweet Potato. And I'll tell you, man, they had some wonderful food. And they actually had sweet potato cornbread. I had never had that before. Have you ever had that?
Sweet potato cornbread.
Oh, my God. It was the bomb, sweet potato cornbread. Any of you all go down to Hilton Head Island, you got to try Roast Fish and Sweet Potato. That's the name of the little spot that you're gonna go to, restaurant. Wonderful food, but you gotta try the sweet potato cornbread. It is the bomb.
I would like to check that out myself. That's the first time I heard of this.
Oh yeah, man.
You need to bring me some of that back. When you coming back up this way?
Yeah, man. I got to try to do that. Definitely got to try to go there again and grab something. I got to grab something from you. I know you like that good Southern cooking, like you just explained, and I'll tell you, man, they got some good food down here.
I know they do, man. I haven't been that way in probably about 10 years, man. I got to get down that way, man.
Oh wow, yeah, you're gonna have to, man, without a doubt. You're definitely gonna have to do that, and I'll tell you, it's, you know, South Carolina is a state that, you know, for all of its beauty, it's been also been a very controversial state. One of the first states in the United States during the Civil War to split from the Union. It has a very well-known and infamous racist past with Senator Strom Thurmond, but it has been on the up and up. And all in all, South Carolina, I was born in D.C., but I was raised in South Carolina for 15 years as a kid. So South Carolina holds a special place in my heart. I love this state. It's a beautiful state, some beautiful people. It has overcome a lot of adversity. And it's just a wonderful place to come on vacation.
You think you're going to end up staying down that way, or are you coming back up the way?
Well, you know what, right now I'm going to definitely come back. I've been contemplating. I said it's a nice place for you to have a home, to own a home. It's a nice place for person who is entering retirement age to kind of settle down a little slower than the northern cities. And I think that it's just it's a great place to raise a family. It's a wonderful, you know, it's just a wonderful place to be.
Oh, I can believe that, man. Sometimes I think about going back that way myself, you know.
All right. What part did you originate from, Jonas?
Well, I'm from down around what they call North Augusta. That's in South Carolina also. That's like right across the bridge from Augusta, Georgia.
Oh,
and,
man.
I love it down there. You know, I haven't been down there in a while, but I really love it. And I got to get back down there before really it get cold, you know.
Oh, yeah, exactly. I know that's right. I know exactly what you're saying. So I'll tell you, you know, I guess, you know, as we just pause for a little commercial break, we'll talk about some of the traditions of South Carolina. We'll talk about some of the, you know, the different delicacies of the cuisine, of the low country, and all of that type of thing when we come right back at you with author Daryl King, entrepreneur Albert Jones on KJ Talk Radio.
Have you ever wanted to work in the presence of your own home? Well, today I would like to introduce to you Tim's Retail, a home-based mail-order company specializing in high-quality products and superior customer service. Provides an excellent opportunity to those interested in either supplementing or creating the most lucrative income, which shows unlimited growth potential for a small, one-time starter fee of $50. Anyone can immediately get started in this exciting money-making opportunity, which allows you both the ease and the flexibility to work from the comfort of your own home at the hours of your own choice. Act now by taking advantage of this unlimited time offer to allow you to measure a financial security in this uncertain and troubling economy environment. Choose to solidify your financial future by becoming your own boss. Choose Jones Retail. For more information, contact us at 1-800-281-2718. And if the lines are busy, don't hesitate to email us at elberjones2959@comcast.net. You won't go wrong by Jones Retail.
Have you ever wanted to work in the presence of your own home? Well, today I would like to introduce to you Jones Retail, a home-based mail order company specializing in high-quality customer products and superior customer service, provides an excellent opportunity to those interested in either supplementing or creating the most lucrative income, which holds unlimited growth potential for the small one-time startup fee of $50. Anyone can immediately get started in this exciting money-making opportunity, which allows you both the ease and the flexibility to work from the comfort of your own home at the hours of your own choice. Act now by taking advantage of this limited time offer to allow you a measure of financial security in this uncertain and troubling economic environment. Choose to solidify your financial future by becoming your own boss. Choose Jones Retail. For more information, contact us at 240-770-5454. And if the lines are busy, don't hesitate to email us at elberjones2959@comcast.net. You won't go wrong by Jones Retail.
All right, KJ MJ Talk Radio with your host Daryl King as well as Elba Jones, talking about the beauty, the mystery, and just the power that is the state of South Carolina, the Palmetto State. There's a lot of culture down here, a lot of different things, particularly in the Low Country regions. And one of the things that I think that really comes to mind is I would probably say the food. We'll start with that. What about the food, Albert, that you like when you hear about when you're down home? What do you really like?
Oh man, I like some of everything. I like the greens, I like the potato salad, I like the macaroni and cheese, the cornbread. I like it all.
Wow. Oh wow, yeah, that's some really, really, really good eating there. I mean, and don't forget, I mean, you know, you ever had a po' boy sandwich? You ever had that?
No, what kind of sandwich is that?
Oh my God, it's like a Sloppy Joe, just Southern style, a little bit more spicier, heavy on the kind of the hot sauce and real spicy sauces and things like that. Just really, really tasty. Comfort food, especially down here in the Low Country of the Carolinas. So, really good food.
Oh man, I know, man. You probably be fat when you get back here, man. You know all that good Southern food down there, Jack.
You know what, Jonesy? What about you? Ever heard of red rice and fried chicken?
Oh yeah, man, love it, love it.
You've heard of that?
Yeah, I love it, man. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I just was, because I'm actually out and about. I apologize, listeners, because I'm actually, this is a live interview, so I'm out and about here walking around, here just being a consummate tourist here today, But, there's also, they have devil crabs. That's another really big dish down here, that's huge, and as well as there's a lot of seafood. They got something called the Low Country Boil, but then with that you got your shrimp, you got your shrimp. Oh yeah, we live on the air right now. Gentlemen, what's your name, sir?
Kevin.
Say again?
Kevin,
okay. Kevin is live right here, live on the air, South Carolina.
Fish.
Okay, what's in the Low Country Boil, brother?
You got shrimp, potatoes, onions, smoked sausage, crab legs, like chicken breast, chicken wings.
There you go. You hear from my homeboy. You hear right? Did you hear that, Jonesy?
I hear you, man.
Okay, all right. And before you go real quick, brother, what makes South Carolina one of the best states? Talk to me.
Oh, man, just a lot of different things, man. It's something you should want to see. Charleston, South Carolina.
All right.
Paris Island.
Uh-huh.
You got Myrtle Beach.
Right.
Just different places.
Yeah,
man.
We just came up from
Hilton
Head.
Beautiful.
There you go. All right. Yeah. This is a true South Carolinian, y'all. All right, you have a good one, my brother. All right, so you heard that Low Country Southern Boil is not a game. It's a wonderful thing. It's a wonderful thing. Yeah. So you heard it straight from a native here. You heard it straight from a native, Jonesy. And what do you think about that? Just hearing that.
Yeah.
I said, what do you think about just hearing that from a native?
Man, you can tell that that's his hometown, because
he was telling you
all that.
Go ahead.
What you saying?
I was just saying it's beautiful. You got some wonderful people down here. You got some wonderful hospitality down here and everything.
What's the population there?
Roughly, I would say. I think South Carolina is something in the thing of maybe 5 million. I think, if not more. So basically, basically that's what we're working with. That's what we're working with down here. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So what y'all get into on weekends, man? You know, what y'all do, man?
On weekends, mm-hmm. man, a lot of people go to the beach. That's a wonderful place where people go. Thank you for that, brother. All right. Yeah, that's a place where people go a lot on the beach. They do a lot of the low country boil on the beach and things of that nature. And it's just that, you know, not bad, you know, a lot of the younger crowd will do dirt bike races. There's a lot of fun things that we used to do, you know, here in the state for visitors and tourists alike. You know, so what did you do when you were here, Jonathan?
Well, see, I was like, when I was there, I was about like maybe 9, 10 years old. So, you know, what we did, we did this thing where, you know, with this bottle, soda pop selling. You know, we go around and collect soda pop, just buy some candy, get us some cookies and stuff like that. So, I didn't really grow up down there. So I didn't get into a lot of the other things. You know, I was down there as a kid, you know. But I still remember a lot. I remember my grandmother, because they lived out on this farm, you know, and they raised some everything that you would ever want. And I remember all of that, you know. And then I went back down from time to time visiting after I grew up. But I didn't really, like, wasn't old enough, like, to hang out down there, you know.
Right, right. But you do have memory of all that good food and everything, right?
Oh, yeah. Can't forget that, man. Can't forget it.
Wow. Yeah, man, I would say another thing that was really unforgettable, I think, is, you know, a lot of, you know, this is a very, very spiritual, a lot of down-home Southern Baptists and people down here. So, you know, one of the traditions was church on Sunday and a large dinner right after church. That was seemed to be a staple.
Oh, yeah,
still is
most
for many
definitely.
People, you know. And, you know, you get dressed in your Sunday best, you know, you don't give mama or grandma no back talk, you know, you go to church, you know, you go to your little Sunday school, what have you, and then after that, all of the family is going to gather after church, usually at a pastor's house or usually, you know, if not that, at a family matriarch or the patriarch's house, and you're going to have, you know, a wonderful Sunday after church meal. Do you remember those days, man?
Most definitely, man. I remember when my mother used to get all us together on Sunday. And matter of fact, they used to have this big dinner at church on Sunday with all the sweets and the cakes, the pies, everything you would want, man. It was beautiful fried chicken. Man, they had it all. And
okay,
I never forget that.
Yeah, those were just days that you will remember all the time, you know. And South Carolina also, we know, is a state that is steeped in a lot of tradition, both you know, good tradition as well as those not so good, you know. And therefore, a lot of legends have popped up. And now where I hail from, there are a lot of ghost stories, you know, from the time of slavery and the Civil War and a lot of old antebellum homes, beautiful stately mansions, you know, with the magnolia trees and the, you know, couples, you know, sitting out front drinking the mint julep. But also, you know, steeped in those legends, the old timers would do such a thing, particularly in the Charleston area, known as hoodoo or aka roots and things of that nature. You know, you have a lot of the old folks that believe in that sort of a folk magic kind of a tradition. You remember or know anything about that, Jonesy, when you were a kid living down here?
Oh yes, most definitely, man. That's something that I never forget. From time to time I think about it, man, you know. Never forget.
Right, exactly. Exactly. And I'll tell you, man, it's still really not practiced by younger people, but it is something that still strikes a lot of people with fear, a lot of people with respect, a lot of people many times give a lot of the old, supposedly old folk who live you know, as hermits in the wooded areas, supposedly practice that art. They give them wide berth, even to this day. Am I right?
Oh, well, yeah, you're most definitely right, man. I when I hear the South, man, I just want to be there. You know, I know people that really haven't been down that far, but I tell you, they really will enjoy it, man. The South is what's going on, man.
Oh, absolutely, yes. Yeah, the South is it's a place that is really growing more during the 1940s, shortly after World War II, it's known as the Great Migration, when many, many African Americans left the cotton fields, the sharecropping duties of the Deep South to move north into cities such as Chicago, Detroit, New York, Washington, D.C., Philadelphia, in search of a better life, in search of jobs. And so you have a lot of people in those cities that I just named who originally are their family and forefathers originated from the Deep South. Am I right, Jones, on that?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. Most definitely.
So, you know, I guess when we got to go ahead. I'm sorry, go ahead, Jonesy.
What I want to do, one of these Fridays, when we come on the air, we're going to do a astrology thing, man. You know, we
okay, well, that's that.
Enjoy that kind of setting, you know.
Absolutely. Matter of fact, I'll give you a little preview before we get off the air today for the viewers. So I just want to say that KJ Talk Radio is on every Friday for all the viewers at 7 p.m. from 7 to 8 p.m. We really appreciate your support. We look forward to hearing from you. World of Plenty Retailers is your number one stop for the most reasonable prices you'll find anywhere. With the name brand items and user-friendly service, World of Plenty Retailers looks to provide its customers with only the best in contemporary retail products and pleasant customer attention. Here at World of Plenty Retail, you will feel like one of the family. World of Plenty Retailers is located at the G&M Flea Market at 7782 Marlboro Pike, Forestville, Maryland. Hours of operation are Thursday, 1 p.m. to 7 p.m., Friday, 11 a.m. to 7 p.m., Saturday, 8 a.m. to 7 p.m., and Sundays, 1:30 p.m. to 6 p.m. World of Plenty Retailers. We treat our customers like family.
Pump Up Your Book Promotion proudly presents Daryl King's urban thriller, Moe Dooty. It has been long said that the enemy of my enemy is my friend. Darfuski Island is a bustling gateway for the illicit narcotic trade coming into Savannah. There is money to be made and territories to be defended. Yet within the chaos, there is a balance of power. Whiskey Battle is a streetwise hustler with the right connections. He knows what he needs to know to safely navigate the eddies of the island's rising drug trade. Police Chief Mickey O'Malley has a reputation for enforcing his own code of laws. His cavalier one-size-fits-all sense of justice is applied equally no matter how minor the infraction. Punk kids tagging vacant buildings are penalized no differently than the drug dealers who sell millions of dollars of coke. O'Malley's arrival threatens the profits and borders of all the street gangs, forcing enemies to suspend grudges and sign temporary peace treaties. Will the alliances between the bosses and the thugs, with the help of the rogue cops, bring a permanent end to the Middleton police chief? Or will O'Malley use blood feuds to enforce his personal vision of justice? Moe Dooty is available through all fine bookstores and online through Amazon.com. Pump Up Your Book Promotion is a full-service public relations firm that specializes in online book promotion.
Hello. Okay, KJ Talk Radio. We back at you talking about South Carolina, some of the good things of South Carolina, some of the good eating. And we got Mr. Darrell King on the other end down in Carolina expressing all the good things about Carolina, all the great foods and all the best happening down that way. And he will be back with us shortly to let us continue the conversation about Carolina, one of the greatest states in the country, state in which I was born. I love it. I don't get down there enough to enjoy all that southern hospitality, but eventually I will start traveling back that way. Eventually might even move back that way. It's a great place, and I love it. And we're going to have Mr. King back here in a few minutes.
Right here, Jonesy. I'm right with you. I was listening to you pretty much praise the South. The South is a wonderful place, you know. And, again, like I said, I really would love for everyone to experience this beautiful state, all of the beautiful state of the southern United States, whether it be the Carolinas, North and South, Georgia, Florida, Mississippi, Alabama, Arkansas, Louisiana, of course, that is suffering right now, recovering from that awful oil spill off the in the Gulf. I'll be, you know, really happy when we get that cleared up because I miss my raw oysters, you know what I'm saying? And again, everybody, you know, you guys just, you know, just and you keep my lady in your prayers. She's, you know, at home, a little under the weather today. She would have been with me today, but couldn't be, so I'm out enjoying my time for myself as well as her. So we want everybody to just sit back. And you know what, Jonesy, you were talking about the South. I know, again, we've had like two shows in the past about a man who is an American original, a man who's an American original, and also a man who pretty much has been an icon, a cornerstone in American pop culture and music history, and that's the late great Mr. James Brown, Godfather, Soul Brother number one. All right, now from what I understand, I know that James Brown, his birthplace known as, I believe you said, Augusta, GA, Augusta, Georgia, but also from what I understand, he had some affiliation with the state of South Carolina as well. I know he lived in South Carolina in his later years, and also he had, you know, some unpleasant things happen, such as arrest and conviction in the state of South Carolina, as well as being, having to have some domestic issues in this state. But he also has had some good affiliations with this state. What are they, John?
A good affiliation with Carolina? Well, you know,
South
Carolina. I think, if I'm correct, I think Mr. Brown lived in Aiken, South Carolina, I think.
Aiken, South Carolina, okay.
Yeah, Aiken, South Carolina. And I think that, matter of fact, he never left Carolina. You know, he always, that's where he actually lived at. And I think he had some other homes in other states, but he always would go back to Carolina.
He retraced his steps back to South Carolina. Wow. Isn't that something? Yeah, wow, man, that's something. You know, one of the things that you notice between the two Carolinas, I think that North Carolina has always been a little bit more industrial than South Carolina, a little bit more on the academic. They have some wonderful universities in both states. But, you know, I know that Tobacco Row, where it goes to Duke University, University of North Carolina, as well as Wake Forest University and North Carolina State, for their academia. But South Carolina has always been drawing people for the beautiful beaches, its wonderful coastlands, marshlands, wetlands, nature lovers, people who want to save the environment, as well as just tourists who love a good time on the beaches. So South Carolina was more known for its tourism. I love both states, but I'm a little more, and I guess I have to be biased because I live here, a little more geared toward the Palmetto State.
of two. I love myself from South Carolina. So, you know, another thing I would just say, you know, is that now you see that South Carolina is becoming more and more progressive politically. They just the state has just, I believe, has placed an Indian American female as its governor. When for so long, South Carolina was governed under the strong hand and many times the old Dixiecrat oppressive, racially divisive hand of the late Senator Strom Thurmond. So it's good to see that the state is really moving forward in a progressive manner. What do you think about that, John?
Oh yeah, I think it had come a long ways, and I think that it have improved 150%.
Wow.
There's been a whole
wow.
lot of changes made. And and I think they're going to continue. You know, one of the greatest states in the country. You know, a lot
oh,
of
yeah.
people talk about the South, but man, the South is up there, man, you know. And
oh yeah, definitely.
I'm proud to be from a place like that, really.
Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah. I agree. I my sentiments exactly. Now, for, again, listeners, we love having you, you know, call in. We love having you actually listen to the show and supporting us for as long as you have. We're back with a whole lot of new shows for the upcoming autumn and winter months, the holidays. So we have a whole, just a list of some good things. We have an astrology show coming up ever since that seemed to be one of our most popular shows. Is that right, Joe?
Oh yeah, we gonna that show should be coming up pretty soon, within a week or so. We should
okay.
prepare for the astrology show.
Okay.
And I want everybody to tune in because it's gonna be a great show.
Oh right, that's wonderful.
Especially
so,
when especially when we got Mr. Darrell King, one of the pros of astrology.
Oh well, I appreciate that, Jonesy. I try, man. I try to put together my many hours of reading those mystical books of astrology and the history of, and actually the how to actually operate that ancient of arts and to use it in a modern sense. So it gives me great pleasure to be able to do that. And also we'll have other people, but as always, listeners, we want to leave you with the number and the email address so that you can contact us, and as well as any advertiser. We have a wonderful advertising package for all of our vendors, and Albert Jones, who is he is definitely the marketing director of this show. He's going to go ahead and give you that information so that all of the fans as well as any vendors might take advantage of all of the wonderful things happening on KJ Talk Radio. Jonesy?
What we going to do here, before the end of the show, I have all that information. I want to make sure I got the phone number, got the email address, everything correct. So by the time before we go off the air, I'll make sure you get that information. I'm not right prepared right now. I want to double check.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine.
So
we'll definitely get it to him. We'll definitely get it to him, brother. Definitely get it to him. Well, you know, I mean, I'll tell you now, I just have myself, and just on another subject as we've been talking, and we don't talk on a political subject. I know that President Obama is doing everything that he possibly can in order to, you know, address this and the unemployment problem that we have going in this country.
Mm-hmm.
We'll take some time to really address that on today's show as well. Now, Jonesy, I know you've always said, I've known you for a long time, and you've been a federal government employee. However, you also have done entrepreneurial work as well. And you know that, you know, and before you became a federal employee, you worked in the private industry, and you know how tough it can be for most of us working in private industry. I myself, actually, in my day job was a day off. I'm fighting that now in the arbitration suit and everything. So, and as I go to collect my unemployment myself, you all, I'll tell you, hey, it is not a game. I mean, Washington, D.C. alone has two thousand backlog of unemployment claims that have not been addressed because the D.C. government doesn't have enough employees. I don't know why they can't hire more, but, you know, Jonesy, I just want to ask you, for a man that worked in both areas, worked in the area of the federal government as well as private industry, how tough is it in private industry in particular, you know, to find a job? How tough is it when a person loses their job in an economic environment?
Well, I tell you, it's even worse now, but in the private sector, I never, you know, I thank God for being able to work in the federal government, because I don't think I never would have survived in the private sector. But now, back then, it was even much, way better than it is now. Even the government got a little tougher now, but in private industry, you know, I don't know that much. I just know that today, you never know when you're going to go from private industry. You know, like you could be there 10, 15 years, and you could be gone the next day. You know, I think in the government, you got a little more protection than that. So I just feel sorry for some people that put in a lot of time and got laid off their job, and don't, like yourself, I think you say you had 10 years in?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, 10 years in, and all of a sudden you got laid off, you know,
right.
All that time that's lost, really.
Exactly.
You know,
and
whether
what
you try to retire, you got to do like 30 years on the job.
Exactly. And do you think, if anything, what can help what can help Congress, what can help the president, what can help us as a country for just, you know, pretty much getting this problem taken care of, correcting this problem? What would you suggest that government needs to do?
Well, I tell you, you know, I'm not a politician. I can't speak too much on that. I just think that they need to for one thing, I think that there should be more small businesses created. That way, if more small businesses created, that would give create a bunch of jobs there. And but see, a lot of small businesses, like I was in a little small business, but the thing that, you know, you don't have the funds to finance. And a lot of the small business go under, you know. If you're not a big business,
right,
the government ain't going to give you no money. And
okay.
I just think that more business, and I think it should be more entrepreneurs out there, that helps a whole lot too. You know, like if you get laid off a job, the best, one of my suggestions is, hey, try to get into your own thing. And
okay.
Become an entrepreneur. You
right.
know,
okay.
to try to
why,
do what
why
you're
would
good
you say
at,
that?
You know.
And why would you say that? You think that that's a better, safer, more solid, and more, you just think, why would you
Well, more or less, I think if you get into the right thing and you become success in it, well, you got a lot of freedom there for yourself, and you call your own shots, you write your own paycheck,
right.
You sign your own paycheck, so... And you can make as much money as you want to make. There's no limit there. And
okay.
I feel that I think more people should take advantage of trying to do their own thing, you know, try to create
right.
their own whatever they're good in. Go for it.
Well, okay. Go for it. Right. Exactly. Wow. So I think that would be something that we really need to, people need to train and try to go into some business. All the young people out there, Generation Y, you're going to college, you're in college. I think it's good for every kid to really take a business course. I think you said to me before, even if you were to go to college, one of the things you do is you try to take a business course to learn how to actually, instead of working for someone, to actually, you know, commandeer your own business, run your own business, and create your own business. Is that right?
Oh, most definitely. You know, like if you can... you know, like everybody not going to be business inclined or working for themselves. But I'm going to tell you, that's a good way to go. And that's what I always believed in. And I feel that if you can do your own thing, you would realize that you can make more money depending on what you're doing. And you got more freedom there. And
wow.
Instead of depending on reporting to a job every morning, you don't know if you don't have, if that's what you want to do, you do that. But you don't know right. if you're there today, you might be going tomorrow. And I just exactly. feel that if you could try to do your own thing, nothing no better than trying to become an entrepreneur and doing your own thing. You know, I believe in working for self. You know, at the time when I started working, you know, with a family, you got to get out there and get something.
Yeah,
I got more into working for myself as the time went on. But if I had the knowledge at that time, I would have tried to do it then.
Exactly. So, you know, we got to pay some bills again on KJ Talk Radio. But ever since we are on the second phase of our show, the unemployment rates just go up. More and more each day. You got cities such as our nation's capital, the Motor City, Detroit, Michigan, certain parts of Ohio, like, you know, Columbus and Toledo. Even down here, down south, here in South Carolina, the recession has really hit a lot of us hard. I myself, I know what it's about. But hey, our KJ Talk Radio vendors, we really, really have some great, just some wonderful, wonderful bargains for you guys to advertise your small business that we promote and market for a very reasonable price. And when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about that. We're going to have the email address and phone number for you. So this is Daryl King and Albert Jones, KJ Talk Radio. We will be right back for the ending of today's show.
G&M Flea Market is Forestville, Maryland's best-kept secret with a wide array of vendors and numerous retail products ranging from best-selling novels, name-brand appliances, and designer fashionware to delicious snacks and refreshing drinks prepared cold or hot for your enjoyment. G&M Flea Market is proud to provide its customers with not only a diverse, exciting shopping environment, but some of the most reasonable prices anywhere in Prince George's County, Maryland. Located at 7782 Marlborough Pike, Forestville, Maryland, G&M Flea Market operates at Thursdays, 1 p.m. to 7 p.m., Fridays, 11 a.m. to 7 p.m., Saturdays, 8 a.m. to 7 p.m., and Sundays, 1:30 p.m. to 6 p.m. Visit G&M Flea Market today.
All right, KJ Talk Radio with your host, Daryl King and Albert Jones Jr. We are just pretty much, you know, as we wind down, we want to just, you know, give that number and that email address out to all of the fans that tune in to KJ Talk Radio each and every Friday, as well as some vendors. And we're going to discuss some of the wonderful campaigns we have to market and promote your product for small business. Now, Jonesy, first of all, could you just give any vendors that might be listening on the air today some of the wonderful promotional campaigns that we offer small business and vendors on KJ Talk Radio and an idea of the price range.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hey, Kate. You okay? You there?
Yeah. That's I was saying that, just to run off some prices and also some of the different campaign packages that we offer vendors to promote and market their small business and or products.
Well, we got about three or four different packages that you could take advantage of if you wanted to advertise your business, your small business, and you would have to give us a call, and you could call in at 888-815-9756.
Okay, that number again?
Correction here. 530-776-5185.
And you okay, could, say one more time. One more time.
530-776-5185. And
okay,
you can
good,
call
good.
In and get more details on that.
Okay. Do we have an email address that anyone can reach us via email?
Okay, you can either email us at kjtalkradio@yahoo.com. And you can also send us a message ask any questions that you might have, and we will get back with you.
All right, that's wonderful. And I'll tell you, a lot of the promotional packages that we offer here at KJ Talk Radio is very reasonable when compared to other online internet radio sites as far as the going standard rate. Am I right about that, Jonesy?
Oh, yeah.
You know,
repeat that again.
Yeah, I was sorry, pretty much saying that all of the rates that we have at KJ Talk Radio is many times more reasonable than you will find on most internet radio radio programs to market and promote products and services.
Oh yeah, you're gonna find the best, nothing but the best at KJ Talk Radio. The cost of anything that you want to do, advertise or whatever, you won't beat that at no other internet radio station except KJ Talk Radio. We will give you the best that you can find out there. So I encourage you to, if you want to advertise anything, just give us a call, and we'll take care of it.
Okay, and I want to let you guys know that we will be having some KJ Talk Radio T-shirts and products at my next book signing. I have two upcoming. I have one on October the 2nd. That will be at a Washington, D.C. area library. That will be a talk for my book, Mo Dirty, that is always being promoted online and on KJ Talk Radio, as well as down at the Capitol Boulevard in Largo, Maryland. That will be November 20th. That's on a Friday night. It's going to be a wonderful literary event. I want you to come there. It's going to be fantastic. KJ Talk Radio will present Daryl King, and we will have some nice prizes, and we will have some gift bags, and it's just going to be wonderful. Jonesy, you going to be there?
Definitely. You know I'm going to be there.
All righty. And also, KJ Talk Radio will be having a cabaret in a future date. We will announce that for the upcoming holiday season or pre-holiday season. We will be giving you the information for that in a short amount of time. Jonesy, will you be letting everyone know via flyers and everything else about that upcoming cabaret that KJ Talk Radio will be having?
Yeah, as soon as we get everything on schedule and get a scheduled date, we would get some flyers together and get them out to the people. You know, I want to make sure we got everything down before we, get this information out there.
All right. Well, as always, man, we absolutely love our listeners here at KJ Talk Radio. We love bringing you the best programs with the hottest guests. And myself and Albert, I mean, it's just a blast for us to come and just come into your homes every Friday night and just to bring you these wonderful programs, you know. So we want you to continue to keep on supporting us. And then we're going to come back next week with astrology. For all you astrology heads out there, I know you might be dating. I mean, whether you are Sagittarius, Gemini, Pisces, Capricorn, we're going to find what love lurks for you in the stars. We're going to find out what's going on, what's going on with my third house, fourth house, fifth house, all of that type of astrological information you need. We're going to give it to you in our next show. So, Jones, man,
Friday, next Friday, it's going to be a fantastic show. You got to tune in. I'm not going to tell you who we're going to have. It's going to be a surprise to you. So just come on back next week and you will see who we're going to have on the show next week. It's going to be a great show.
All right. Well, you heard it from the man himself, Jonesy, a.k.a.
And Mr. King, I want to give you thanks, man, for, coming on back, man.
Oh, yeah. And, hey, man, this is the home. This is my home, man. I can't do it. I can't do it without you, man. You know, I really enjoy doing this every Friday, every time we can hook up. You know, I love it. And, this is just what we do, This is my home away from home, and I just want to say thank you for having me, and I look forward to being here and doing what we do this same time next Friday. So I just love today. It was a wonderful show. As before I leave out, I just want to tell you all to just have a wonderful upcoming week this week, and just whatever you do, keep God first in your mind and in your heart, and everything else will follow and be successful. Jonesy, how you gonna clear us up tonight?
I just want to thank whoever was tuning in. I just want to thank you tuning in to KJ Talk Radio. Keep on tuning in. And I just want to say God bless everyone.
All right. KJ Talk Radio, where your words and my words matter, and this is about you and me. Daryl King, Albert Jones Jr. Holler at you next time, KJ Talk Radio, y'all.